Let's open our Bibles this morning to the book of Joshua, chapter 24. For the sake of putting a title to the message this morning, I use the thought of Father Knows Best. Now, some of you are not old enough to remember the old TV series and program, Father Knows Best. But God placed man in a responsible position spiritually to be the head of the home. And Joshua gives us a very good example of one who is the head of his home. As for me and my house, he said, we will serve the Lord. Let's take a moment and pray. Then we'll read from verse 13 through verse 18 of Ezekiel 24. Father, it's my privilege to be able to stand and to read the Word of God, to bring the message, realizing that we had a busy service this morning with the Vacation Bible School and the Father's Day and just a lot of things to go on. But help us to look into the Word of God, let it speak to our hearts, and above all else, glorify Jesus Christ our Lord, for I pray in His name. Amen. Verse 13, "And I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you built not, and you dwell in them, of the vineyards and olive yard which you planted not, do you eat. Now therefore fear the Lord, serve Him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." The people answered and said, "God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, He it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, which did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way wherein we went and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites, which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for He is our God." And certainly it is a tremendous statement that Joshua makes. Keep in mind that Joshua by this time is an old man. It's not long till he'll pass off of the scene. And he felt a solemn responsibility before God to remind the folks that he had been privileged to lead since the death of Moses, bring them across Jordan into the land of promise, had seen God give them the land and then it be divided among the tribes of the children of Israel. And Joshua points out that they have some options, but they're not good options. They could have chosen the gods of their fathers on the other side of the flood. And I would remind you that this was not the flooding Jordan, but it was on the other side of the flood that these heathen gods had a way of surviving, and Israel was aware of the fact that there had been previous generations of folks that had made choices about their gods that were not good choices. And not only that, but they, in their family heritage, Abraham had been in the land of Ur of the Chaldees, and there was a primary god in that land, a moon god. And so Abraham had been chosen of God from a group that worshiped the moon, very likely, if you went back into his history. But somewhere in his life, God had spoken to him and dealt with his heart, and he'd come to grips with the issue that God was one and that he was to worship that one God, and he did so. But they had the option, these folks that Joshua was speaking to in our text today, to choose other gods. But he said for himself, as far as me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And he said, you've got some options. You can choose another god, but it's not a good choice. And in his case, he'd already made the choice for his own house. As I pointed out, Father knows best. I am not of the persuasion that we're to leave a child alone and let them make their choices after they get grown. Truth is, they'll always choose the wrong thing. They'll choose sin. They'll choose another god, the god of this world, to serve if you let them grow old without the instruction of the Word of God. That's why we're glad we could have this Vacation Bible School this past week. There's youngsters that came, and we were able to give them a glimpse at least into the Word of God and the responsibility that they would have before Him, to trust Him, to live for Him, and to bring glory to His name. So the folks of Israel could have chosen other gods. They could then also have chosen the gods of the people that were in the land before them. And I want to point out something to you, and I'll not have time in the message today to be able to go back and to give you out of the commandments of the Lord. But these commandments of the Lord that came through Joshua, through Moses, they were actually commandments against the gods of the people of the land, either where they are or where they were going to go if it was prior to the death of Moses. And whenever God said, you're not to do this, you can rest assured that the people of the land did those things. And they were some of the most heinous sins that could ever be committed, the most treacherous crimes that could ever be, when you read of these things that they were doing. Some of the very prevalent sins of our day were common to that people that were in the land before them, and they worshiped those gods that were in the land. So the people that Joshua was dealing with had the opportunity to choose others. Now Joshua, as a father and the head of his home, made a choice. Again, I remind you that are younger and you still have your father with you and alive today. My father, of course, has been dead since 1969. He died at an early age, which I thought was an early age, of 62. And yet, if you're privileged to have your father alive today, you give some heed to that gentleman, because he will have some good, solid, sound advice if he's a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it'll help you a great deal along the pilgrim's way if you'll give an ear to the things that your father would have to say. You say, oh, that old man doesn't know much. I want to tell you something. There's not really a day I don't think goes by, but I don't think of my father. And the older I get, the more I think of him. And I realized that he was teaching me some things that I did not appreciate at the moment. I thought that life was to be fun and games, but I realized that there's a very serious side of this matter we call life. And we're to make right choices, and we're to follow the right God. We're to look to the right cross, the cross of Calvary, where Jesus Christ died for sin, according to the Scriptures. And that He was buried and raised again the third day for our justification. So Joseph, as a father and the head of his home, made a choice. He said, I'm going to serve the Lord. My children will serve the Lord. He led them as a father should lead his home. The book of Proverbs, I challenge you to read it. If you're a young person, I'd tell you what, you ought to read the book of Proverbs at least every 30 days. You'll learn something about life, how to handle life, how to deal with the trials of life and the temptations of life, and how to worship God. You'll read the book of Proverbs every 30 days. It'll take and make a deep impression on your life. But Solomon spoke, my son. He's addressing a son that he wants to give instruction to because he knows the pitfalls of life, and he's warning that son that there are to be some temptations and trials. There are streets that he's not to go down. There are doors that he's not to knock on. There are places he's not to go. Now, we've got folks that are willing to go and knock on doors today, which means that they're knocking on doors that will bring great temptation into their lives. And many times, and most times, a fall into their lives and great tragedy into their lives. So listen to the father. Joshua was a good father, and he made a choice. Now, we must make a choice today. Now, I realize that our time is away from us, but I want to give you just a few thoughts quickly. We can serve the gods of this world. It involves pleasure, fame, and fortune. If we want to make that choice and choose the gods of this world, we can serve them. And you realize that the Bible said that there was pleasure for a moment in those things, but they're not lasting. When it comes down to the finality of life, when you draw your last breath, just as you cross over, you'll understand the importance of the right decision of life, the commitment of life, the faith of Jesus Christ. I want you to know that it's important that we trust Him before we draw that last breath. And we're to make the choices that we ought to make today. You can serve the gods of this world, but you can choose to serve the Lord. Now, let me give you some things about this. It's right for man to serve the Lord. Do you realize that you were created for one particular purpose, and that was to serve and to honor God? Now, you think you're here for your own pleasure. Many of you young folks do, because you've not been taught the Word of God. But you were created for one particular purpose, and that was to bring glory to the Lord. And that alone. And so it's right for man. It does bring reward. And it is a privilege today. Tell you what, I like what the songwriter said. I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. I've known the experience of a lost person. And I've known the experience of a saved person. And I'd a whole lot rather be saved than lost today. I'd rather walk with God than to fight against God. There's a privilege of knowing the Lord today. Now, the Lord Himself said, this is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent. To introduce the subject of the Lord, John said, to as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. There's a Philippian jailer. Put Paul and Silas in jail. They'd been beaten. They were put into stocks. Their hands and their feet were in the stocks. And yet, at midnight, they sang and praised God. The old jailer came in, asked for a light, and sprang in and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said to him, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." It's a privilege today to know the Lord, to walk with the Lord, to have God as our God and His Son as our own personal Savior. You can trust Him today. Let's stand together. Musicians, come prepare the invitation number. The rest I'll pray with. Our Father, we thank You for Your Word. Realize the time's been short, but yet the Word is still true. And You can save that soul that needs to be saved today by Your precious Holy Spirit working hearts and lives in this invitation. We'll trust Your will to be done, for we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.